Unit 11. P and F, as in pat and fat. How to make the sounds. For P, have your two lips touching, like in B, except make it voiceless. For F, put your top teeth onto your bottom lip and make a sound exactly like V, except make it voiceless. Exercise 1. Word repetition. Listen to the following words and repeat. Pat. Punish. Apart. Couple. Pupil. Fat. Furnish. Afar. TOEFL. Fulfill. Telephone. Periphery. Photograph. Philosophy. Phosphor. Exercise 2. Minimal pairs. Listen to the following word pairs. Repeat them, being careful to make the distinction between the two sounds. Pine, fine. Peel, feel. Open, often. Pork, fork. Depend, defend. Supper, suffer. Copy, coffee. Pew, few. Cheap, chief. Cups, cuffs. Exercise 3. Phrases with F. You will hear phrases of words that either contain the sound F or do not. As you listen to each phrase, circle yes if you hear F and circle no if you do not. Number 1. The man is cutting down a fine tree. 2. He showed a great passion for the stage. 3. Want to have another copy? 4. We saw a pair at the fair. 5. Could you tell me how many laps there were? 6. A rift between them was getting serious. 7. Ralph gets physiotherapy twice a week. Number 8. There were tiny ripples on the pond. Exercise 4. Minimal pair distinction. Part 1. Listen to your tape. You will hear the sentences below, but only one of the italicized words will be spoken. Circle the one word which you hear. Number 1. He saw a pile of books on the desk. 2. The guard is keeping the fork. 3. I'm trying not to pry. 4. They wondered when they were going to suffer. 5. The copy machine is broken again. Part 2. Listen for the missing words and write them on the lines below. Number 6. We feel the orange. 7. You are fooling me again. 8. His cuffs were stolen last night. 9. John did the cheap thing at the conference. 10. The fork looks wonderful on the table.
Exercise 5. Dictation. Listen to the sentences and write them.
Number 1. Only a few are on the pew. 2. Fiona is feeling the peelings. 3. Phoebe saw Fiona sitting apart from afar. 4. The fine men pounded a pine house. 5. Fred wiped his wife's cuffs.
Part 6. Questions for answers given. In this section, You will hear 5 answers. You will not hear the questions. Listen carefully to the answer, and then record the question in the space provided on your tape by using your drill button.
Number 1. Yes, Fred found his fine under the pine. Number 2. No, it wasn't a few minutes past 4 when I phoned her. Number 3. Yes, Fred had a terrific flight with his girlfriend. Number 4. Yes, I spotted a calf in the field. Number 5. No, Fiona's office was on the 4th floor, not the 5th.
Tongue twisters. Say these tongue twisters out loud to practice the sound.
Number 1. The pool is full of fools. Number 2. Jeffrey plans to pick up a leaf for his faithful wife. Number 3. The professor professed that professional proficiency would be preferred. Number 4. Fine gifts are difficult to find. Number 5. They failed to fulfill their promises to perform a perfect play without faults. Number 6. Phoebe laughed at an awful photograph of her nephews falling off a fence. Number 7. Definitely, that pessimistic philosophy inflicted a sophisticated philanthropist. Number 8. The fancy pants lapped, laughed, leapt, and left. Number 9. Firefighters are fighting painfully against forest fires. Number 10. Sophie sipped coffee and sifted files to find phenomenal facts.